Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is 7:45, and coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, it is Sports on a Sunday Morning. The host is Tom Ackerman, who joins us now at the sports desk. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We'll get to that in a minute, obviously. But let's start with Cardinals. Pitchers and catchers are reporting soon. You're going to be down in Florida soon. What's the latest? What can you give us?
Well, I mean, they will start working out later this week. Pitchers and catchers report Wednesday. The players, some of them are already down there working out. I think the big thing for this team will be, what is the roster going to look like, and is Arenado going to get traded or not? That's what we've been waiting on this entire offseason. If Alex Bregman signs somewhere, and he still hasn't, that will decide where Arenado goes or doesn't. If the Red Sox, for instance, were to land Bregman, I think that Arenado's chances of being traded would diminish greatly. I think the Red Sox would be a good spot for Arenado, and he is said to be okay with going there if he ends up getting traded there. Then the other question is, what will the rotation look like? What will the lineup look like? Who will settle into what spots? It looks like most of them are taken, but I think a big question is, who plays center field? Would you put Lars Nootbaar there? I would. And then I'd have Alec Burleson in left, Jordan Walker in right. Of course, another question is, will Walker and Gorman be able to perform this year and take a step forward in their career? So a lot of questions that need to be answered. So that's really what we're looking at. No news really coming out of Cardinals camp until they get going and we get those questions answered.
And from fan expectation standpoint, last couple of years, especially 2 years ago, fans were extremely disappointed with how things turned out, but it was one season, and last year there was like, well, maybe it'll be a little bit better, and they were, but again, things didn't turn out that well. So if you're from a fan perspective, how should you be going into this season?
Well, I mean, fans can do whatever they want to do. I mean, I think that some fans will be very upset with the team no matter what they do because of what has happened over the last few years. Some fans have turned their back on the team. They're still there, but they're upset because they wanted this team to be great. And in 2022, I think there was a real chance for them to be great. They lost to the Phillies. They made some moves at the deadline to improve their rotation, but some fans' minds, you know, didn't do enough to get to where they wanted to be. And eventually the whole Yadi, Waino, and Albert Pujols joined as well era came to an end. Then there's the group of fans that know that that has come to an end and that the team is trying to move forward. And so they understand what the team is trying to do in terms of a youth movement. I think most people fall somewhere in the middle where they're disappointed in how things have turned out. They believe that it took maybe too long to get to this point where you need to redo what's happening from the very beginning of when a player enters this organization. And this is an organizational reset. When the Cardinals say they're resetting everything. The front office, for starters. So John Mozeliak's final year, Heim Bloom takes over. He's hired two people underneath him, Rob Serfolio and Larry Day, to change what this organization is going to look like moving forward. And Mozeliak's job this year is to set it up for Bloom. So this is Bloom's team now. Starting next year, he is the head of baseball operations and an absolute wizard when it comes to building a minor league system. So the trust has to be put in Bloom that he's going to do the job and do it right and do it better than anybody else and get the Cardinals back to what they used to be, a team that not only develops its own players but develops stars. Because the Cardinals are not in a media market where they could just go write checks for free agents. And by the way, that doesn't always work either. I mean, even the New York Mets can tell you all they do is buy players, and they don't win. They haven't won a World Series since 86. So the Cardinals, what's the best move for them? Build the franchise by developing your players, giving them pathways to stardom, and then take your resources, because the Cardinals aren't broke, they have money, and then plug those spots that aren't filled with young stars and go get those free agents and go win championships. That's what they want to do.
As far as expectations go with City SC, this is season 3 coming up. What should fans be expecting from the soccer team in town?
A good team, better team. You know, they weren't good last year. They were great in their first year, and Lutz Vanishteel, who will be on the show today at 11:15, will tell you that the weakest roster of the three was the first year. They just caught lightning in a bottle. Everything was going their way. Klaus was scoring. Berkey, of course, is the one guy who's consistently great over these two, now 3 years. But they had a lot of things that went their way the first year that didn't go the second year. They removed their coach, Bradley Carnell, but they also had injuries. They had inconsistent play. Didn't get off to a great jump. And so now here they are in year 3 with a chance to show their fans what they have, and I think they might have the best roster of the three, and they're going to have to be better than near the bottom of the Western Conference, plain and simple, and I think that they will strive to do that with their new coach, Olaf Melberg, and a new look. I mean, it shows you some urgency if a team fires their coach early in year 2. So they are trying to be better, and I commend them for that, but you know, it's all about what they are able to show on the pitch this year.
As far as the Blues go, they keep getting farther away from the playoffs. What should the fans be thinking about the Blues?
Well, that's a monster win yesterday. I mean, because you have to go into this break now with a victory. That's got to feel pretty good. I think that they are in a position to be great in a year or two. I don't see it this year. They just don't have a very good team. But at least
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At least you got yourself a win and some momentum and something to hang your hat on. But if you're honest with yourself and you look at the Blues, it's not a great hockey team. It's a 500 hockey team. They're going to win some games. They're going to lose some games. Are they a serious playoff contender? They haven't shown that. And I'm not sure that they have the stars on their roster to get that done. I like them, but they're not a great hockey team.
Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday, so let's talk about the game. What do you think is going to happen?
Buddy, I think the Eagles are going to win this game. Now, let me break down a few things for you. Number one, the NFL MVP was announced, as you well know,
yes,
a couple days ago. Josh Allen won it over Lamar Jackson, and there's a lot of debate over who should have won that. Why did they give it to Josh Allen and not Lamar Jackson? Jackson, the most outstanding player in the league, said a lot of people. So how can he be first-team All-Pro and then Josh Allen is the MVP? I say you can debate that all day long. Was Allen the most valuable player in the league? Was Jackson the best player in the league? You can argue it all day long. I'll tell you that the best player in the league and the MVP is Saquon Barkley. Now, that's just my opinion, okay? Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles are elevated because of his unbelievable play. So I guess what I'm telling you is today, watch out for Saquon Barkley. Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, has made a living containing running backs. He didn't face a guy like this. This guy is special, and the Eagles are a very good football team because of him. Now, Jalen Hurts, who had an outstanding Super Bowl, I think some people forget, this guy's been in the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and he was really good. I mean, he was almost perfect, honestly. I looked at his numbers from the Super Bowl 2 years ago. 27 of 38 passing for 304 yards and a touchdown, and he ran it 15 times for 70 yards and three touchdowns. He was the Eagles' offense in that game. Jalen Hurts, he's not even the best Jalen on the field today. That would be Jalen Carter, the defensive lineman for the Eagles. Now, Carter, they're going to move around possibly to find and expose any inexperience on that Chiefs line, because they've had to shuffle that Chiefs line a little bit. And if he's able to get into the backfield, look out. Or if he's able to stop their run, look out. But we all know what the Chiefs do. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. They will dink and dunk you to death, and the Eagles will probably play that defense where they allow you the short pass, and then they wrap you up real fast. They don't allow yards after the catch. Kelce's one of the best at, I don't know how he does it, but he's been doing it for years, at making the catch and then making a quick little spin move on you and getting an extra 4, 5, 6 yards, sometimes 10, 15 yards if he gets away. The Eagles can't let him get away. I think as long as the Eagles play their solid, stout defense, keep the Chiefs somewhat limited, and the Chiefs haven't been an absolute powerhouse this year offensively. As long as they can play good defense, and on the Chiefs side of things, you know, they have a great defense. I think it's a fascinating chess match from that standpoint. But the Philadelphia Eagles have the difference maker in this game, and it's Saquon Barkley. At any given moment, Barkley can break a run. Everybody knows it. Everybody's seen it all year. He is different. He is special. He can break one for 60, 70 yards, and that's absolutely paramount for the Chiefs. They cannot allow him to do it. If they do, this game is going to go to the Eagles because he can make it happen. I think they have a great defense. I think the Eagles are being undersold here a little bit. I know everyone's in love with the Chiefs and what they've done over the years, and they can win three straight Super Bowls. But the Eagles, they just annihilated the Commanders in the NFC Championship. They scored 55 freaking points on them.
That's right.
I mean, this is a really, really good football team that I think is going to win the game.
Okay. Do you have a score prediction?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great game. I mean, something in the neighborhood of what the Rams did 25 years ago when they beat the Titans 23-16. I'll bump that up just a touch and say 27-20. the Eagles win this football game. But I think that one thing you got to be careful of is if you're leading this game and you give the ball to Patrick Mahomes with 2 minutes or less to go, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
So you better hope that you're up seven or more.
Yeah.
Because he will find a way. I don't care what I just said. The magician, if he gets the ball last, will find a way.
Yeah, the evidence has shown that. What's coming up on sports on a Sunday morning?
It's going to be a good show. So we'll have Danan Hughes joining us from New Orleans. He is the Chiefs radio analyst, and we love having him on KMOX. So he will talk about this game live from New Orleans. 10:30, SLU coach Josh Schertz. 10:45, Steve Chapman, the CRO and CMO of the St. Louis Blues, about some upcoming things for the club. 11:15, Lutz Pfannenstiel. We just talked about him, sporting director for City. 11:30, we will take a look back at the greatest show on turf, one of the greatest teams in NFL history, and I still think the greatest offense in NFL history, won the Super Bowl 25 years ago. Bernie Miklas covered it. 11:45, he'll be with me. I was with that team from start to finish as well, so we'll have some fun talking about that and the Super Bowl here on KMOX.
Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning, 10 to noon. Thank you.
Thanks, pal.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday coming up in the next hour of the program. I'll have three good things. I'm taking a little bit of a off-angle look at love with Valentine's Day coming up. Roaming St. Louis, I went to Annie Gunn's out in Chesterfield and talked to Tony White, otherwise known as Tony Tomato. That is coming up in about 20 minutes. And we'll have Johnny Rabbit. We're going back to 1955.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.